It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? The book of John, John chapter 12, we'll begin reading with verse 33. John chapter 12, verse 33, and we'll read down through verse 43 today. So please, that you open your Bibles and join me as we enjoy and study the precious Word. And as you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois. We're at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Sure good to have you with us today. I hope that you enjoy the Word today as much as I know I'm going to each time we study the wonderful Word of God, His Holy Word. John chapter 12, beginning to read with verse 33. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. How sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest the darkness come unto you. For he that walketh in the light knoweth not whither he goes. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light." These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, "Lord, who hath believed our report? To whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, "He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them." These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. It's wonderful to read the precious Word. Now let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you that we have the Word, that we can enjoy it together. Father, guide and lead us now as we study this precious Word. Let the truth be made known to us. Show us very clearly and simply that we're a sinner and we're lost and we need a Savior, and that Savior is the Lord Jesus. We find in reading these verses of Scripture that some of those chief of the Jews, they followed, they listened unto your calling. I hope, Father, today, and I pray today, that all that are listening, that they will come to you and trust in you today and ask you to come into their heart and to save them. Please, Lord, that it be very clear in their heart that they need to be saved, and then that they do trust in you today. Father, guide and lead us now as we enjoy this Word. Show us exactly what each one of us need to learn. Of course, salvation is first, and then that feeding, that growing in your Word and knowing your will and way is next. And so guide and lead all of us as we study your Word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We ended up with the verse 32 and 33, and I should have probably backed up just a little bit. The verse 31, "Now is the judge of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." We enjoyed going back into Revelation and reading the stages of that, the being finally cast out of the presence of the Lord, and then be cast at the end of the tribulation period into the bottomless pit. Then at the very end, why, his eternal judgment and home, the lake of fire. The three different steps and stages. We read Revelation 12:10, Revelation 20 verse 3, Revelation 20 verse 10. So if you'd like to go back and look at those verses of Scripture, if you happen to miss the last program and didn't get in to that part of the study, why, that you would look back. It's such a joy to know that Jesus Christ died for our sin, that he is the ruler. Satan, yes, is the prince of this world, but our God is the creator and the ultimate ruler of all. And the Satan, the devil, will get his due. He'll get his judgment, and that time will come, as will every individual that neglects Jesus Christ today. Now, we find that in verse 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This said he, signifying what death he should die. Now, as we look at those two verses of Scripture, I had you last time look to John chapter 6, verse 44 and 45. John chapter 8, verse 28 was verses I gave you and said that at the beginning of this time we would look those up. Now, let's go to those, because it says being lifted up, meaning the crucifixion. But also, the Son of Man was glorified through his obedience in going to the cross of Calvary. And so the Son of Man was glorified by being crucified. And he says here, "I will be crucified." It's identifying what death he should die, verse 33 tells us. Now to John chapter 6, if you take your other Bible, I hope that you have more than one, John chapter 6, verse 44 and 45. Now, when I do this, again, I believe and please stay with the old King James. I want you to do that. It's so important that you know the truth, and I believe it is clearer than any other direction that we have today. There are so many different ways to read the Word of God, and so many of them have left so much out, and so please, and sometimes it's just a minor change, but that minor change is the cost is too high. Stay with the truth, and I believe let's go to the old King James, and we'll enjoy the Word of God from there. John chapter 6, verse 44 and 45, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. I will raise him up in that last day, for it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." Now it's so important, as we look to the Scripture here, we're looking unto the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking at the one that will be lifted up onto the cross. And by him being lifted up, that will bring salvation unto us. That's the work. He was born here upon the earth, not fathered by man, but fathered by the Holy Spirit. So he lived a perfect life, and at the end of that perfect life, now being able to be the perfect sacrifice, because he is perfect, and being God and man, he was able to do that. No man could do that, but God can, and God did. And he got to the place of the cross of Calvary. And where we're at in John chapter 12 tells us what crucifixion he will be. And the purpose is, and again, if you'll look to verse 32 and 33, I hope you do have two Bibles so that you can do it. If not, please, that you keep your hand here in chapter 6 and then go back to chapter 12 with me just for a second. John chapter 12, verse 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." What did it say here in the 6th chapter of John, verse 44? "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." By going to the cross, "If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." He must be crucified. Jesus had to go to the cross of Calvary to pay the debt of our sin. And by that, because of that, now he is able, as the God the Father had planned it, is able to draw all men unto him. And he says, "If I be lifted up from the earth," in other words, crucified, "then will I draw all men unto me." And let's go back so we understand. No man can come. I'm at John chapter 6, verse 44. "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." So the drawing comes from the God the Father. Every individual that desires to be saved can be. Every individual that desires to be saved can be. Please do not misunderstand, because so many today, or many today, believe that there are only a chosen few that can be saved. when we get a little further into John here concerning the quote of Isaiah, you'll maybe tend to follow after those that believe there are only certain folks that can be saved. I want to show you that all can be saved. Romans tells us, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. And so if your heart, if you have a desire, we can go back into the book of Acts and look at the Ethiopian eunuch. He desired to be saved. He desired to know the truth, and God sent Philip to show him the truth. Now, at that time, he had a choice. Did he trust in the Lord Jesus, or did he deny the Lord Jesus? But he was shown the truth. Paul on the road to Damascus, he was shown the truth. Now, Paul had a choice to make. Am I going to continue to persecute the church, kill the Christians, or am I going to understand and believe the truth and begin to follow after it? And that's a choice that each one of us have to make. As we are in the churches today, are we going to hear the truth, first of all? And I hope that you do. I hope the church you attend preaches the truth. I guess I need to ask you to take your Bible to church, and you follow the verses of Scripture that your preacher reads, and as he's reading that verse of Scripture, then does he preach from that to where you can follow down through the Word of God and see Jesus Christ through the Word, because He is on every page of the Scripture, that you would see Jesus Christ, and then come to Him for salvation. If the preacher that you have reads a verse of Scripture and then preaches some social gospel that is contrary to the Word, then you better ask him why he's doing that, because he is condemning you to hell because he's not telling you the truth. Now, we're condemned already, the Scripture says. But for a preacher not to preach the truth, there is going to be a terrible judgment upon him as he preaches the false gospel, a lighter gospel, a word that is not the truth. And please, that we look to the truth, the Word of God. We know that Jesus Christ must be lifted up. He told us himself in the Word of God. He tells us then that because of that, we'll draw all men unto me. The Father does the drawing. And so again, if you want to be saved, if you desire to be saved, please that you go into His Word. He will give you a means of salvation. I go back once again to the Ethiopian eunuch. I don't want you to miss that picture. He had traveled to Jerusalem. He had listened to them read the book of Isaiah. And on his way back, he had stopped his chariot. He was reading that. And Philip come near to him, and he said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he says, "How can I except some man explain it to me?" Philip come up, and he preached out of the same scripture, Jesus. And as you take the whole Word of God, you'll find that we need to preach unto everyone Jesus. They need to hear that clearly, that they may be saved. The Ethiopian eunuch was saved. He trusted in Jesus Christ. God gave him a means to hear the Word of God, and then he had a choice. Now, these people here are hearing the Word of God. They are hearing that Jesus Christ must be lifted up. They are hearing that I will draw all men unto me. And so that doesn't mean everyone is going to be saved. As the Ethiopian, he desired. God put that in his heart to want to know the truth. Now, when we hear it, you know, many times we don't want the truth. We think we do. But when the truth comes our way, sometimes the truth is ugly, and we don't like to hear the truth. And so many times when people hear the truth, the Word of God, that you're a sinner and you're lost and you're dying in your sin, you're condemned already and you need Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you must come to by faith to Him, turn to Him. The turning comes because God has exposed you to His way. He is drawing you. Now please, will you turn to Him today and be saved? This here, if I be lifted up from the earth, if I be crucified, will draw all men unto me. This said he, signifying the death that he should die. And it is wonderful. Listen now, and I've spent a lot of time here, but I want you to see this. John chapter 6, verse 40, 4, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And every person that desires, whosoever, don't ever forget that. One scripture verse confirms another. I will raise him up at the last day. So that means there's going to be a resurrection. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. Now, everyone that has heard. Now, we're going to go back in again a little later, and I sure hope we get that far to Isaiah today, because the question was, and we can go quickly, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts that they should not see in their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. They denied that. They had a choice. They heard the truth. Now let's go to John chapter 8, verse 28. John 8, 28. Then said Jesus to them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, crucified him, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as of my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. The Father and the Son, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three individual persons, yet one, and complete, in total agreement. Never does one come and say, hey, I think that this should be done, and the other says, no, we're not going to do it that way. Their mind is the same, their thoughts are the same, everything is together. Never is there a disagreement between the three. Never is there a question. Everyone knows. Everyone agrees. And as Jesus carries out the will of the Father to go to the cross, and he says, I must go to the cross because it's my Father's will. I must go to the cross so that you can be saved. I must be lifted up. As we look now back to verse 34, let me read once again verse 32 and 33. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This said he, signifying what death he should die, being the crucifixion. But the people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. How can Christ be lifted up on the cross and die on the cross? They didn't know the scripture earlier, did they? Where he spoke of the resurrection, because you see, 3 days and three nights later, he will be raised from the dead. And so it is wonderful to know that Jesus will not only go to the cross of Calvary, but he will also be raised. And as his blood, as he shed his blood upon Calvary for you and for me, willingly, he died on the cross of Calvary, that you and I can live. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. So they knew some of the word, didn't they? Yes, they did. They have listened to the reading of it all the time. And this Christ, this Messiah, he is going to live forever. You see, they were looking for someone to come and, yes, save them, not from their sin, but save them from the rule of others. At the time, it would have been the Roman rule. Whoever was over them, they wanted the king to come, and Jesus Christ will come. But it's going to be, it's been 2,000 years now since he came to die for our sins and finish that part. He will come and rule and reign. We know that from that time to this day is at least 7 years away, because we have a 7-year tribulation period that's going to take place before Jesus Christ will come and defeat the enemy and will set his throne up here upon earth, and he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. And so that time will come, but from him coming to save us from our sin and him coming to rule and reign, it has already been 2,000 years, and it will be an additional 7 years before that's going to take place, because we know, according to the Word of God, that there'll be a 7-year tribulation period, and that has not started because the church is still here. Church will be raptured. All that are a part of the body of Christ will be lifted from this earth, meet the Lord in the air. All those have died in Jesus Christ. Their graves will be opened. They won't. Their body don't even have to be here during this tribulation period, because we will be bodily resurrected, and so will those that have went into the grave. We'll receive our glorified bodies, and we'll be with the Lord during this seven-year tribulation. You must trust in Jesus Christ to miss that tribulation period. Here they didn't understand. They says, what do you mean? Isn't Christ coming to save us? But they had the wrong means of salvation. Today it's the same way. People today miss. They do not realize that they are lost in their sin. They do not recognize that today. They do not realize that they need a Savior, and that Savior come to save them from their sin, not from some other man or from some other country. Come to save them from their own sin. You need to trust in Jesus Christ today that you can be saved from your sin. Yes, if you lived in another country, we live in a free country where we don't have sometimes we wonder maybe, but we don't. We don't have a dictator over us telling us exactly when to move and where to go. And in missionaries that we have supported in the past, talk about their travels, and they could go as we would travel a short distance here from one community to the other, and even from one state to another. You would, each time you would come to that level of government, the different country, you would have to stop at a gate, and they would check to see that all your papers were correct, and many times they would detain you for as much as a day for no reason other than they just wanted to. And so for us to get in an automobile, to get in a truck, or to fly across country and be able to walk into another area 500 miles away, that's unheard of in most countries today because they don't have that kind of freedom. And so to be under that rule, to be under those laws, would be much different. And they desired and they thought that Jesus was going to come and free them from all the bondage of these governments and of man as they had put these limits upon them, whether it be for travel or for worship or whatever it was, or for the burden of taxes that they paid. All these things, they wanted it away from them, and they had studied the Word enough that they knew that this Christ was coming to take that away, and yes, He will. But again, that's no worry. If we lived in a communist country, if we lived in a country that we had no freedom, that still should not be our first concern. Our first concern should be our sin and where we're going to spend eternity because of that sin if we don't come to Jesus Christ. So please that you listen to the call of God as God draws you. Jesus says you will be drawn. Back in John chapter 6, it said that the Lord Jesus, that God the Father will draw all men. Here it says all men again. Please listen to the call, because you have a choice to make, a decision to make. Now, look again here at verse 34. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. How sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up?" Who is this Son of Man? They didn't understand, because they understood crucifixion. They realized when it said lifted up that he was going to be crucified. They understood that, but how can that be? I thought he was coming here to save us not from their sin, but save us from the rule of the Roman government, the rule of others over us. I thought that's why he was coming. How can he be crucified? Then he's gone again. He's not come to save us, has he? And that's what they saw. They missed the very purpose of him coming, and that is to save them from their sin. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation of your soul. Many times, people turn unto God for purposes of financial help, of physical help, things like that, but they do not realize the spiritual help that they need. They need Jesus Christ. They need Him to come into their heart and to save them. And please listen to the call today as you're listening to this program. They wanted to know, who is this Son of Man? Or better yet, who is the Messiah? They were talking to Him, and they missed Him. Who is this Messiah? They wanted to know. And Jesus, upon that, when then knowing, of course, God knows the heart of every man, but he also, as they called out and said, the Son of Man must be lifted up. Who is this Son of Man? Who is the Messiah? They didn't realize he was the Messiah. And then Jesus began in verse 35, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come unto you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goes. It's a very simple principle that the Lord Jesus shared with these people. And he said, the light's here. He has told us many times through his word, I am the light. Now, as we look at this scripture, I want to go back once again into an earlier part of John. I have three areas, John chapter 1, chapter 3, and chapter 8. And so let's go back to John chapter 1. As we look at John chapter 1, we're going to read verses 4 through verse 9. And so we're looking at the light. Then Jesus, I'm back at John 12, 35. Then Jesus said to them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come unto you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goes. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus. Now that's verse 35 and half of verse 36 in the 12th chapter. Let's go back now to John chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. We're back to the light. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. As Jesus came to this earth, we are in darkness. We are blinded to where we cannot see. We're spiritually blind. We are spiritually dead. We need Jesus Christ as our Savior. He is our light. He is our only hope. He is our only means of salvation. So you see, as he come, and he said, yet a little while will the light be with you. Jesus Christ was standing right before them. They did not recognize it. That's back in John 12, verse 35. Let's continue here in John chapter 1. We found now that the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended him not. John chapter 1, verse 5. Now, verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, being Jesus Christ, that all men through him might believe. You see the purpose and the reason for the Lord Jesus coming and John to testify of that, that all would come and believe. He was not that light. John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. That was Jesus Christ, that light. Let's look to John chapter 3, verse 17 through 20. John chapter 3, verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. Here's where the light comes in. That light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Every one that doeth evil hateth light, neither cometh to the light, lest their deed should be reproved. Why does someone not like the light of the Lord Jesus? Because their true nature is shown to them, and many people can't face that. Instead of confessing that and coming to the Lord Jesus and enjoying that life, they refuse to, and they just turn back into their ways. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again to them, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Please, today, you see the light of the Lord Jesus. Will you come to him today, please, and trust in him? My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?